I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This week marked the six-year anniversary of 9/11 in the U.S. It was a terror attack that killed 3,000 people and eventually led to the war both in Afghanistan and Iraq. Also this week, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan began September 13th, an uncomfortably close timing and a dangerous rhetoric. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says, ironically, the extremism has opened many doors in Muslim territories like Iraq and Iran to the gospel.
Paradoxically, as persecution has increased throughout the Muslim world, the church has grown. Muslims have been brought to faith in Christ through dreams and visions and the witness of those who literally suffer for their faith.
Next, HIV/AIDS is rampant across Africa. Many people are surviving day to day, and basic hygiene isn't a priority. However, Bright Hope International needs you to help and share the gospel at the same time. Bright Hope's Craig Dyer just announced the kickoff to their MedPacks campaign.
A MedPack is simply a small, undecorated cardboard box that we give you to fill with basic hygiene items, things like soap, toothbrush, and toothpaste, and a washcloth. And then you mail it back to us. We add a Bible to it and then ship it over to Africa to deliver in Uganda and Kenya.
Their goal is 50,000 MedPacks. Dyer says this is an opportunity for the local church. And after 2 years of planning and fundraising, World Gospel Mission's Farm School in Honduras now has the new equipment it needs. The Baylor Project is for the Escuela El Sembrador School, started in order to meet the need for better silage. The farm and its animals are a source of income for the school, as well as a learning tool for the underprivileged boys that attend. God brought many puzzle pieces together to raise the $30,000 that were needed. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.